Well, the biggest thing is that we're a global community. We're a small community now with planes, how could travel from West Africa to the United States very easily. And the problem is the possibility of spread of disease. And that's the disease of Ebola is spread by contact. So you really have to contact somebody, or if their secretions are left on a spot where you end up, for instance, in the bathroom, you sit down on a toilet seat, someone left some secretions on the toilet seat, you made contact. Or if you leave the bathroom and they didn't wash their hands and you touched the handle of the door, hey, you've made contact. These are the main way this disease gets spread.
When you put it that way, it doesn't seem like there are very many ways we can protect ourselves. It's just a matter of chance.
Yes, and it depends where the planes are coming from. I don't advise people to go to the hot seats of the areas and to avoid them if they can. It's hard to say. We really haven't seen it here. I haven't had any cases. So, you know, it's really hard to say. It's the crapshoot. It's possible we get it, and it's possible we could avoid it.
Dr. Frieden, the director of the CDC, had said, I think even days ago, that we should expect, or rather, we should not be surprised if a case does turn up in the U.S. I'm gathering that you're not surprised either.
I'm not surprised it's turned up, but I don't expect a pandemic or anything along that line at this moment. I mean, I don't see it. I think if people are aware of it and they take precautions, it's really hard to say. I can't give any strong advice. I have no experience with that particular disease. But in this world, a shrinking world of travel, everybody is susceptible to it.
All right. Dr. Michael Zimring from Mercy Hospital, the director of the Center for Wilderness and Travel Medicine. We thank you so much for joining us on WBAL News Radio 1090.